Welcome to A Voice of the People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? Sorry for the lateness. You're not going to believe this. I came all the way to the studio and left my garage open, and I have to go all the way back home to close the garage door. How many of you have done that before? I can't be the only one that has done that. But anyway, welcome to A Voice of the People with Linda Sims right here live on WGH Talk. Hopefully, if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, thank you so very, very much for your support. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. When people ask you, how can I get connected with WGH Talk, or All Talk Radio, any of the programs that we offer you, let them know that they can download the TuneIn app on any electronic device and search WWGH. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. If you want to call in and ask questions or make a comment or just want to be a part of the show, along with you first-time listeners and along with you faithful supporters, we also have Chappies Hydraulic, Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. And that telephone number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street of Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. They will be also doing some other things for the summer toward going back to school. But their ongoing announcement for the summer is free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place July the 18th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. We also started prayer chain. We started it with Cheryl Lee, who is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which many of you know. Your children may have been a part of the Good News Club, or your grandchildren. She's been having health issues, but as far as I know, she's had a pretty good, clean bill of health. But continue to keep her in prayer, continue to keep me in prayer, continue to keep my family in prayer. You know, I realize that we all need God and His benefits. We all do. I can say, well, my children need God, but I need God. You need God. We all need God. No matter what's going on in our life, no matter what's going on in our bodies, He is the ultimate healer. He can work through doctors, or He can work on His own. He don't really need a doctor, but He can work through doctors. He has given them the wisdom to make medicine. So, there you go. Even the doctors need God, okay? All right, I will continue to keep my listeners in prayer, just that the Lord would help, you know, keep you, prosper you, keep you in good health, even as your souls prospers, and give you peace in the name of Jesus Christ. I will continue to pray that for all of us. Okay, excuse me. Let us move on through the show. I do have a few announcements, and maybe I can get something fruitful for you, something that's nice and juicy for your ears or for your spirit today before I get off this hour. I will be back at 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon also. Okay, so our other announcements are, don't forget the homeless shelter. They are always looking for volunteers. Their telephone number is 740-387-4550. Again, that number is 740-387-4550. Always looking for volunteers. Okay. They always need donations. Copying paper, envelopes, stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, soap dish, bath towels, washcloths. You know they also intern or take in families, not just people, single, who may be homeless, but families are homeless. You know, that is the day that we're living in, and everyone needs help. So let us be helpful to one another. Okay. This announcement is related to Logos Christian Ministries. Stuff the bus, back to school, donation drop-off. July the 20th through the 22nd of 2026, beginning at 12 p.m. till 4 p.m. Where? Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. So if your children need back to school stuff, or you want to help children to have back to school stuff, this is a back to school donation drop off, and you can drop those things off. All right, back to school extravaganza takes place August the 8th, 2026, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All those nice things that will be dropped off for schools, for students going back to school, will be given out August the 8th, 2026, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay, stronger together, brighter tomorrow. There will be food there that day, and school supplies, and haircuts, and fun and games, and community health fair. All those things will take place August the 8th at Logos Christian Ministries. They do an awful lot for our community, and I praise God for them. Red, white, and you. All right, this weekend it begins. No, I think it's next Thursday. 4:30 p.m. Downtown's third Thursday goes red, white, and blue. Friday, July the 17th, it begins at 3. Itawa's Grand Homecoming, 4 p.m. I hope I'm saying that word right. 4 p.m. Homecoming Picnic at the Harding Library and Museum. QR code for meal tickets. Saturday, July the 18th, 10:30 a.m., the Reef Laying Ceremony at the Harding Memorial at 12 p.m., Ohio. What a celebration, birthday, block party at the Exploratorium. And I think that's on South Main Street. At 7:30 p.m., Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives at the Palace. Sunday, July the 19th, at 2 p.m., there will be an old-fashioned ice cream social at the Women's Club Home. At 7 p.m., concert in the park with United in Harmony at McKinley Park. Just some things for you to mark your calendars with, okay? All right, LifeWise, we had Amber Furstenberger here on the show, which I didn't think about it till the last minute. I could have had her back on today. Maybe I will bring her on next Thursday. Now, LifeWise is fairly new to Marion, Ohio, but not new, okay? And this is a Bible education during school hours, which has been approved by Congress or whoever approval goes through. Right now it is at River Valley, and they are trying to get started at Pleasant School. Students will attend classes during the day on a schedule that fits the school class rotation. Chaperones will transport students to and from the LifeWise, and they will be taken to a church which is nearby and do their Bible studies and take them back to the church. To support LifeWise Academy locally, you go to LifeWise.org, scroll down to watch the video, or click on Find Your School. Type in the zip code, which would be 43302. which is easier and faster than the name of the school. Click on your school from the list in the pop-up window. Click on your program details. Choose from enroll your student, donate, get connected, join the team, sponsor a student, contact the director, whichever category you are looking for. And they are saying thank you for supporting LifeWise. Okay, so what they're trying to do is get enough people involved and enough prayers going and enough donations that they can start up this program at the Pleasant School. LifeWise, River Valley, P.O. Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio 43314. That's where you can make a donation to whatever school. And if you write a check out, you can put in your memo line what school you are sending a donation for, whether it's River Valley, Pleasant. What was the other school? Or did I? Hopefully I didn't get them mixed up. Right, River Valley Local or Pleasant School. Okay. And that, again, is LifeWise, which is one word, River Valley, P.O. Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio, 43314. You will receive an email receipt and a mailed statement in January for your tax deduction. Please know that your investment is making it possible for us to reach children in our community with the gospel this year. Okay? Thank you. Also, LifeWise Pleasant, if you want to support Pleasant or a student there, P.O. Box 94, Marion, Ohio, 43301. Again, if you want to support Pleasant or a student there, send your donation in your memo bar. Put down what it's for, what school, what student. LifeWise is the name of the program. Pleasant School District, P.O. Box 94, Marion, Ohio, 43301. Okay. Make your checks payable to LifeWise. All right. And if you want to talk to Amber, her name is Amber Furstenberger. She is the program director at River Valley. Her telephone number is 740-361-8355. Again, Amber Furstenberger, program director, River Valley. Telephone number 740-361-8355. And at the moment, those are our announcements. Like they say in church, govern yourselves accordingly, right? Yeah. It's good that, you know, all these things are going on. And definitely it's so important that our children who may not know the gospel learn what the gospel is and what it is all about, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because there's so many teachings out there that are confusing and maybe just false. Right. Maybe just false. You know. And let me get my phone. Those of you know that I like to start my show off with a thought for today. But I do want to give this shout out to Blink, which is like the Ring camera. Well, we got the Blink camera, and you get that live view, and that's how I knew I left my garage door open. Even though I was here at the studio, you know, on my way in the door, and I thought, wow, and I looked on my car seat, and I saw the remote control. Well, usually when I'm finished with the remote control, even though I'm in the car, I slide it right up under my dash in that little cubby hole, and I'm thinking, uh-oh. It's not in my cubbyhole. It's still on my seat. So I must not have closed that door. And lo and behold, when I got on the Blink clips, I got on the live view and I saw that I had not closed that door. So I was able to run home, close the door, and get back here by 10:30 and ready to go on the air. So I am so sorry, and I apologize for my tardiness. Other than that, I'd have been on time. But you know, God is good. I have to give a shout out to the Lord for yesterday. I was out by the mall. I know many of you know there's many exits from the mall. So I was exiting on Barks Road from the mall. And I was going toward the overpass, which takes us to South Prospect Street and across the tracks to David Street, White Oaks Road. Well, I considered or thought that I had assured clear distance, and I was going to make a left-hand turn, and you know how they be coming out of the gas station speedway on the corner. They be coming around from the light, left and right, you know, everybody making that left turn. And I looked toward the post office, looked back toward the other places where cars would be coming from. I looked back at the post office again, and I saw this truck coming around, but he was coming around slow, so I'm waiting on him to get around there so I can go, right? Evidently, I forgot to look again to my left, and I got ready to push on that accelerator, and a car just woof went by me. Oh my, my heart fell into my stomach. Oh, God, spared my life at that moment. Oh my, if it had been just a second sooner, me accelerating, or if he had been going a little slower, I'd have ran into that car. Not only that, it would have spun me around or killed me because it was coming on the driver's side. Oh, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for looking out for me. Oh, my God. And I told my husband when I got home, I said, you know, it could have been your last time seeing me earlier today, you know, because I could have been dead. And I realized that at that moment. Oh, my God, how he spared my life, how he saved me. Oh, in a split second. No one can do that but God. People say, well, maybe that was luck. You know, I don't even use that word anymore. Luck. I'm lucky. That was just pure luck. Well, you know, to me, that was just pure God. Because there was no way in the world that that car was going to miss me. Oh, my. Well, anyway, there is something I would like to share with you for our last few minutes until the top of the hour of 11 o'clock. I want to talk about God's tender love. Because, you know, like I was saying, if it had not been for Jesus and all that he has done for me, where would I be? Where would you be? He is our creator. He has created all things. The heavens, the earth, the stars, the moon, the lake, the water, the animals in the water, the animals that creepeth and walketh upon the earth. He created the trees and the grass and the fruit trees and the mountains. He made stones and gravel, you know, so we could use stones. He knew everything that we would need to make a civilization. He provided all those things. Food that is good for our bodies and makes us strong. You know, he even made the first clothing for mankind. He did. He made the first clothing. So, you know, God's tender love. And, you know, John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And it's not about what we can make up or put together or think that we can create our own God and say, well, this is Jesus to me. And it may be like that for a lot of people. I want to accept him for who he tells me he is in his word. That's what I want to do. I don't want to make up a fake Jesus. I don't want to take like an apple, which is natural, that God created, and it grows, and it produces its own seed so it can reproduce. I don't want to take that apple and pack pears on it and peaches on it and say, oh, this is an apple, but, you know, I'm changing the shape of it, the form of it, I'm changing the taste of it, and anymore it's not an apple anymore. It's an apple plus this, 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 right? And I don't want to do that with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to accept him as he is, as he tells me he is through his word. That is the most powerful rendition of God you will ever have. It's through his word. It's through his word. Is through his word. We have that to depend on. If he tells you you can't trust in man, then you only have the Bible to depend on. You only have the Bible that you can trust. You only have the Bible that you can say this is the truth of who our God really is and what he's going to do. Not just in the last days, but what he has done in the past, present, and in the future. But I want to talk about God's tender love. And it takes you to Hosea 11 and 4. To them I was like one who lifts a child to the cheek. Isn't that something? That he is to them, us, was like one who lifts up a child to the cheek. You ever had your grandchild and you went cheek to cheek with them? Oh, that is the most fulfilling, what should I say, most fulfilling. You don't actually have to kiss a child to feel the love of a child and for a child to feel your love, but that cheek is so special. And this says, in 2017, a 2017 video of a dad comforting his two-month-old son while the baby received his routine vaccinations garnered international attention for the way it captured a dad's love for his child. After the nurse finished administering the vaccinations, the dad tenderly held his son close to his cheek, and the boy stopped sobbing within seconds. There's almost nothing more reassuring than the tender care of a loving parent. In Scripture, there are many beautiful descriptions of God as a loving parent, images that invoke God's deep love for his children. Old Testament prophet Hosea was given a message to deliver to the Israelites living in the northern kingdom. During the time of the divided kingdom, he called them to return to a relationship with God. Hosea reminded the Israelites of God's love for them as he pictured God as a gentle father. When Israel was a child, I loved him. Hosea 11 and 1. This same reassuring promise of God's loving care is true for us. Whether we seek his tender care after a season where we have rejected his love or because of pain and suffering in our lives, he calls us his children, 1 John 3 and 1. And his comforting arms are open to receive us, 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4. God's tender love is like no other. As he spared my life yesterday from being killed or just car tore up or me in the hospital or his tender love. I thank him so much for loving me. I thank him so much for the sacrifice that he made for me. The shedding of his blood. And not over that, you know, his body being beaten, abused, and broken for all of us. I thank him so much. He did not have to do it. He could have said, forget mankind. They are so wicked and evil. Why should I save them? Oh, You know, there was a time when he said, I regret I even made man. Because his every thought was evil. And that was like right before Noah's time in Genesis in the Bible. And we are. We are in this sinful body, in a broken, fallen world. Thank God he had mercy and tender love for all of us to die for us, for the forgiveness of our sin. See, there is a price to pay for sin, and that is death and separation from God forever. That is the price you have to pay for sin. But he paid the price for us, and he had to be perfect. Anyone, you can't save yourself because you're a sinner. No other sinner can save you, but they can lead you to Christ. They can lead you to Christ, but it's up to you to surrender all and say, I receive you, Lord. Not only do I receive you, I believe that you made that sacrifice for me, that you died for my sins, that I would be forgiven. Those are so important. That's the only way to be saved. That's the only way to salvation, you know. It's through him. Like I said, people can lead you there, but it's up to you to apply his principles to your life and to look at what he did as a true, full sacrifice. And that no one else could have done it, because you had to be perfect. And there was only one perfect being on earth at that time, and that was Christ Jesus, who came through the womb of a woman, just like we're being born. He was born on this earth and lived. He had a ministry. And at 33 years old, he started. I think that's when he started his ministry, at 33 years old. Yeah, I think it was at 33 years old he started his ministry. Oh, but what he went through. What he went through. I see him as God. I see him as my God. Because he was the only one who could die for my sins. Because he was perfect, holy, pure, never did anything wrong. He was not in a sinful state or a sinful body or wrecked with sin as we are. You know, we fall. We come short. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He's letting us know there's no, not one. There is no, not one that is not human, that is without sin. Not one of us. You can call it what you want. You don't even have to believe in Christ if you don't want to. It's all up to you. And it's all up to the ones that you share the good news with. Is that he was beaten, broken, his body, and beaten with many stripes, whereby you are healed. He shed every ounce of his blood. He was buried. He died on that cross, and he was buried for 3 days. And on the third day, he arose. We celebrate that supposedly on Easter, what we call Easter Sunday, when Christ risen from the dead. And he walked this earth for 40 days. 40 days before he ascended up to heaven. But as he ascended up, there were angels talking to his apostles, and the many who saw him go up, he said, why are you gazing at him like that, like you'll never see him again? In other words, he was saying, he will return in like manner. That's our blessed hope, that our sins have been forgiven, and our Lord and Savior will come back to receive us unto Himself one day. One day, He will return. And we will look upon His glory and see Him, who He is. I thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. I am out of time. Hopefully you will come back for the next hour, 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Thank you so much for your attention, your love, your support, and hope to see you next hour. If you can't come back, have a blessed, safe, happy weekend. And don't forget to thank God for keeping you from hurt, harm, and danger, like He spared my life yesterday from a terrible car accident. I thank you so much. God bless.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.